This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Queer geeks are awesome. Because not all geeks are the same, and not all queer geeks are the same.
Queer geeks are awesome.
Because allies are important, and because you can like Batman and Spider-Man.
Queer geeks are awesome.
Because Professor Oak doesn't know how to politely ask which pronoun you prefer, and then goes on to assume you're cisgendered anyway.
Queer geeks are awesome.
Because we want to explore stories and worlds as characters other than straight white dudes.
Queer geeks are awesome.
Because we want to explore stories and worlds as characters that represent ourselves.
Queer geeks are awesome.
Because we want to explore stories and worlds as characters other than ourselves.
Queer geeks are awesome.
Because we want to see what it would look like if we put Tumblr on a stage.
Queer geeks are awesome.
In Melbourne, Hobart, Brisbane and Sydney.
So I just wanted to know, Kyle, how you thought the panel went.
I think it went fine. I'm still in that moment where you're like, okay, I've accomplished something. Nothing burnt down. People seem to be happy. They're wearing rainbow scarves. Nobody died, so I consider that a net win. The Reigns of Casimir did not play.
Okay, and were you pretty impressed with the large crowd?
Yeah, look, it's still in here. Really, really blown away and also humble because these people have, like, they could have gone to any other panel.
Yep.
Like, yeah, they could have gone to.
They could have gone home by now, but they stuck around and they wanted to see us and they wanted to engage as well.
My bank account's empty now, but...
It was really great because there was people standing up and sitting down out the back too, past the chairs. I thought that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Did you think that the audience participated fairly well?
I think glad that we had Dean in with us because he definitely knows how to get a response and get them engaged, get them listening right from the beginning. So.
Okay, cool. And Raina, did you think we talked about female representation enough with five other guys?
Never talk about female representation enough. Never, ever, ever. With that said, I mean, there's a lot of discussion that goes on about that anyway, and this is more, you know, the whole community to shine. Do you know what I was really excited to see? Yep. Did I see Adam Richard in the crowd?
Yes.
I did see Adam
Richard.
Who's Adam Richard, you ask? Adam Richard is he was one of the hosts of the relaunched Speaks and Specs, a member of our Rainbow family, obviously, and put together a really amazing show, which was called Outland, which is about queer geeks.
Ooh. John Richards, who was our first Queer Geeks of Oz person.
Right, so I was really excited to see him there. I'm like, oh no, really? You're among your people now. So that was really cool.
Oh, that's really cool. Awesome. Did you think that perhaps there needed to be more? I think we did. There was a lot of transgender discussion. Were you happy with that?
I think it was more a case of quality over quantity. I mean, we didn't talk about it a whole lot, but I mean, you come out of these things feeling like you didn't talk about anything enough. So, like, you know, I think the fact that we brought it up at all and we got some really good comments, like, from the audience. And,
that was really great.
And good reactions.
Yes.
I think that was a really good part.
It is really hard when you're in the panel and you've got all these thoughts, floating around, and then all of a sudden the discussion changes and you think, oh, that's what I wanted to talk about, or you forget somebody's name and you're like, oh.
Do you know what I really would love to be able to do is, and it's hard to do at a con like this where there's a lot of, you know, big panels full of rooms, but it would be so nice to have a bit more of a round table sort of thing with more attendee participation. So actually, here's a talking point where we're going to pass the microphone around more than just this panel.
Yes.
Because there were so many good thoughts coming out of that.
Yep.
That I thought it would have been really, really great to be able to spend a bit more time with everyone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And it's a little bit more personal as well, I think.
Yeah, yep, definitely.
So anybody else got any other comments?
I think also with the, we had basically a full house, but it was a nice sized room, you know, like, but I would say it was a little bit on the small side, but it was full. But we also had a really high number of people calling out and saying stuff and, you know, actually engaging and reacting, which I think was great.
Yeah, it's better than having crickets in the background and having a big empty room.
I think I would prefer, like, a crowd like that where it's maybe, like, 120 people where a lot of them react rather than, like, 200,000 people where it's just dead silence.
Yep.
You know.
Awesome. I think it was really successful. Do you have anything to add, Sonia?
I do. Yeah, look, I think it was pretty cool. And I was surprised people came, and I always am surprised that people do participate. And yeah, it's right what Raina said and what Bailey said. It would be great to have more interaction. We do have limitations like anything. Any venue, there was just two mics. But, you know, it's just a learning curve. It's just our second one. Yes. So, you know, watch out Brisbane, Sydney and Hobart will be fun because there's going to be a table with microphones and there's going to be a bar and it's like come in, come out, go away, sit down, relax and everything. But I think also I do want to do a shout out for, of course, Jess and her cosplayers. There was tension there. They did that deliberately to highlight also that maybe we wouldn't be welcome and maybe some geeks and some nerds still have issues around sexuality and difference and diversity. So they did highlight that by coming in and storming, but that was the stage. But that was all a gimmick.
It was very realistic in the end, wasn't it?
It did, because there was a communication breakdown. But anyway,
a little strong.
Yeah, but they were just doing their job. Both sides, actually. But next time, better of the communication, and we're all learning from this. So I'm really proud of everybody's efforts today. And Dina Curry, who's skived off somewhere, but that's what he does. Look, he was fantastic. With his the knowledge of comics. And next time, maybe we can look at queer representation in horror films and stuff, just because that's my bent. Yes. And then there's plenty more. Animation, manga, some rude stuff.
Yeah. Manga.
Some rude stuff. Manga. Like a ranger. And I just want to thank Sebastian and Tim for being here too and recording it all. So, great team. Thank you, guys.
I think it's also really good that you're getting the name out there, Queer Geeks of Oz. People are starting to ask questions and the brand is starting to be a bit more familiar. So it's really good to see the representation at events like this, very, you know, specific to geeks and to gay people and transgender, and it's just everybody. So it's pretty cool. All right, thanks,
Tina.
Much.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Sonia. Thanks, everybody. Sonia. I'm Tina from Sci-Fi and Scream, Lady Killers on TV on Joy 94.9.
Hasta la vista, baby.
TV, a place not for the ladies? Not anymore. Now there is Lady Killers on TV.
Cut and dice and splice television culture. The ladies have got it covered. Got it covered.
Lady Killers on TV with Emma and Tina and all things on the box. From Game of Thrones
to conflicted villains.
From stylized gore to Nick Frost. From a sassy female protagonist and an edgy score. TV pop culture just got all girly. Only on Sci-Fi and Scream and only on Joy 94.9.
Sometimes I wish that I could be Benedict Cumberbatch's underpants.
Are you interested in the unknown?
Video games.
Old movies.
Horror.
Old TV.
Zombies.
Fantasies.
Comics.
The paranormal.
And science fiction.
Hot TV. Games and more. Then tune in Tuesday night at 10.
On Sci-Fi and Squid.
On Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.